Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Okay. All right. What are we talking about today?
Well, Ben, today we're going to dive into another edition of Celebrity Corner.
Okay.
And for those of our listeners who are not familiar with this side of the program, what we do is we look at a celebrity who has recently passed,
mm-hmm.
and we dive into their estate planning,
mm-hmm.
and determine, you know, what we can learn,
mm-hmm.
from either what they did in a good way or maybe what they didn't do in a negative way, and figure out how we can advise and make sure that you don't make some of the mistakes,
mm-hmm.
that celebrities tend to make when it comes to their estate plan.
I mean, in the past, we've talked about Prince and Anthony Bourdain and a few others. So.
That's right, yeah.
So who are we talking about today?
Aretha Franklin.
The Queen of Soul.
Queen of Soul. Yes, she passed on August 16th in Detroit, Michigan. She was 76, complications of pancreatic cancer. So it was one of those deaths where she knew, unfortunately, she didn't maybe have much time left. 75 million records sold. 18 Grammys,
mm-hmm.
zero wills or trust.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Zero wills or trust for Miss Franklin.
And going through that trial of pancreatic cancer, she didn't make a will.
Did not.
Oh, wow.
They're estimating her estate's worth about $80 million.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess probably the low side.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what the first initial estimates come out as.
Well, because she'll have continuing income. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it depends on where she was in publishing rights. A lot of the black artists in early days had no publishing rights. So
that's right.
We'll see where I'm sure she capitalized on some of that later.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, I mean, there's stories of her, Ben, from making sure she got her money up front,
mm-hmm.
when she was a performer. You know, she required, even some of her later contracts required her to be paid in cash up front beforehand, with the remainder being paid by check,
mm-hmm.
After the performance was done.
Okay.
So, you know, she was not going to get, you know,
yeah.
messed over.
Yeah, that's right. Good for her.
And not get paid for her performance. And so it's kind of surprising when we talked about Prince, how, mm-hmm. you know, he had control over his music. And then the fact that in his death, he left that to chance, mm-hmm. is, you know, a little surprising.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'll say about Aretha's estate thus far is that despite the fact she didn't have a will, we have a little bit of harmony going on, which
mm-hmm.
is a good thing, especially when we have people that die without wills. Just the legal lingo is intestate.
Mm-hmm.
You die intestate. It means that the state determines how your assets will pass.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a will, you can decide who you want your assets to go to. So in this regard, the state says, since Aretha did not in Michigan, that's right, since Miss Franklin did not have a spouse at the time of her death, and she had four children,
mm-hmm.
Ted and Edward and Clarence and Keklaff, I believe his name,
mm-hmm.
They are going to split the estate equally. And so the first issue that comes up when we have an intestate estate, Ben, is who's going to be the personal representative, the executor,
right.
the administrator for the estate.
In this case, an administrator.
Yeah.
Right.
And so what ends up happening, Ben, is that, and we'll go with North Carolina law since I'm not an expert on Michigan mm-hmm. law, but North Carolina law would dictate that all four of her sons would have equal priority
mm-hmm.
with regards to who would be the personal representative of the estate. And so that can be complicated. I mean, imagine if four children want to all be the executor of the estate. You know, we've mentioned in the past, all four have to sign off on every single thing that the estate does at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not one of those things where you can kind of say, okay, one of you go and handle
and
this particular aspect of the estate. No, if you have co-executors, all co-executors have to sign the dotted line.
Could they at this point agree that one of them will?
And there you go, Ben. And that's why I mentioned that we have a little bit of harmony going on in this estate, because what they've done is they've agreed to appoint a niece, Sabrina Garrett Owens,
mm-hmm.
to be the personal representative, which is good, because you really want, you know, in this particular situation, maybe to get the children out of the way
mm-hmm.
and let someone who's maybe independent who doesn't have a dog in the fight, so to speak, let them serve and mm-hmm. let them decide, you know, how the estate's ultimately going to be.
And how old is she? Do you know? She's probably in her 30s.
Yeah, I would guess the children are between 48 and 63. So, mm-hmm. you know, you're looking at probably, you know, 30s. 40s.
Yeah, if it's child of the oldest.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So somewhere around in that ballpark would be who the niece would be. But it's good to see that right from the start we have an agreement with regards to who the personal representative is, Ben, because a lot of times that's not the case. And you have you have issues with who's going to end up being the one that serves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a positive with regards to this. The other thing is that Franklin's attorney, longtime attorney, Don Wilson, was the one that filed the paperwork for uh-huh. the niece to serve.
Right.
So obviously there's an attorney involved in the matter, mm-hmm. and he is going to be able to advise them on, you know, hey, this is the best way to you know, deal with these particular issues. One of the interesting things about the four sons is that one of the sons, Clarence, actually has special needs.
Mm-hmm.
He has a guardian that's already been appointed mm-hmm. to serve on his behalf. Now, this is prior to Aretha's death.
Right.
And the guardian's been handling his affairs. You know, this brings up another issue, which is when you don't have an estate plan, Ben, when you just either mm-hmm. for whatever reason don't get around to it or just, you know, don't sign the documents,
mm-hmm.
you end up with a situation where Clarence, who has this guardian, you know, it'd probably be better off to have a trust set up for him.
Yeah.
So his affairs can be managed through that trust. The bright spot is that at least he does have the guardian.
Mm-hmm.
So there's someone to actually overlook and oversee, you know, when he does actually inherit.
And the guardian will have fiscal responsibility.
That's exactly right. The guardian's a fiduciary. The guardian's going to have responsibility to Clarence. So it's good that he or she was already in place
mm-hmm.
at that particular time. So that way Clarence isn't going to end up with millions and millions of dollars at the end of the day and really doesn't have the means, capacity.
To being taken advantage of.
Exactly. To be able to handle that. So actually a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. a little bit lucky in this regard. But again, the preferential way to handle this would have been to set up a trust, you know, for Clarence's benefit.
Yeah, but think about, you know, she has this longtime personal attorney. Where have you been?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, the first thing is you go to the attorney and you say, okay, you've been her attorney for 30 plus years. What in the world? And
yeah.
His quote was actually pretty enlightening. You know, he said, I've been Aretha's lawyer for 3 decades. And, you know, I told her that she needed not only a will, but she needed trust
mm-hmm.
Set up. And she basically, and he said, you know, she understood that she needed it. She wasn't saying, I don't want to do it. She says, yeah, I think I knew I do need this, but just didn't get around to it. And that was his quote, just didn't get around to it. And I think this is a good lesson mm-hmm. that we learn, which is it's so easy to not make your estate planning a priority
mm-hmm.
because it's something you don't really want to think about. You know, one of the first things I always talk about with clients who I'm meeting with, who we're going over their stuff, I'm going to ask you some tough questions
mm-hmm.
because during our appointment, we're going to have to start talking about not only your death, but your children's death and what you want to happen if certain things,
right.
you know, because we can't plan on who's going to pass yeah. away first.
Right. I mean, in that case, I mean, she had a child at 15. She has a 63-year-old who could have easily had been passed before then.
That's
and
exactly
then
right.
That would have been his heirs and then whatever complications there are with that.
I know. And so, you know, this is one of those ones where I'll tell you that the Franklin estate so far, there's been no infighting. There's been no issues like we detailed a little bit with the Prince estate, with all mm-hmm. the half siblings,
yeah.
and with, you know, people coming up asking for
paternity
tests.
Yeah, right.
So luckily we haven't gone down that road, and everyone is pretty, you know, pretty in sync. But it's easy to be in sync at the beginning, Ben.
Yeah, that's right.
But when things start dragging along, because you know, they're $80 million estate. What did we talk about the estate tax being last
mm-hmm.
week? $11 million
mm-hmm.
for Aretha's estate. That's going to be a huge, hefty tax bill.
It wasn't predicted. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the fact of the matter is going to be, this is going to be a long process, and people see the dollar signs out there. But mm-hmm. when they can't get their hands on the dollar signs, all of a sudden, you know, what starts is something that maybe is, oh, yeah, we're going to agree to appoint the personal representative. This is all going to go smoothly. We're not going to have any problems. Turns into, I want mm-hmm. my money,
right?
And I want it now. And maybe we want to try to remove Sabrina from her role as personal representative and try to put somebody else in there who will maybe get me my money faster.
And so. For Sabrina, I hope that she's also checking to make sure the ex that actually was a real divorce. there. I mean, could imagine that.
Oh,
imagine
know.
What that monkey wrench would be if they had never actually had gotten divorced. They just separated.
That's right. So if you have a situation like that, then, of course, then the spouse goes to the number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
The children would still be entitled to a portion of the estate. But, you know, here in North Carolina, we'd be talking about a third for the spouse, and then the children would split two-thirds. So, you know, that's an interesting predicament, and certainly something that needs to be addressed. And, you know, seemingly that's not an issue in this particular matter, but for others, it can be. And so it's important to say, you know, if you're in a process of separation, divorce, you know, one of the things you need to think about other than just making it through the divorce process is, you know, what does this mean for my planning at this particular point in time, my estate? What would happen if I pass away during these, you know, proceedings, during these divorce proceedings, and what effect would that have? Because the spousal rights still exist unless there's a document that's drafted that say they do not.
That's right.
So it's very, very important, especially when you're going through anything in your life. Estate planning is, you know, kind of needs to be addressed. And, you know, unfortunately, Aretha didn't get around to it, but the early indications are that things are going smoothly, and I hope that continues, because it's just painful to see someone who is prominent American, you know, have to go through. Because remember, Ben, we mentioned this again, public.
Intestate. It all goes into public.
It goes in the public eye. Yeah. There's going to be, you know, filings that are going to be made with the court that are going to be public viewing.
Yeah, yeah, and then somebody going to come out of the woodwork and say, you know, she was my mother, and I would.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's
you just never know, especially with intestate, and that's why the will, if she had done the will, that clamps it down.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Clamps down the beneficiaries.
All right, again, lesson learned. Hopefully that this goes smoothly for her estate. And we would hate to see that legacy tarnished by that. This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station. If you want to find out more about your own tax life, too, you can contact Andrew A. Foster at HarvellandCollins.com. We'll have more to come in just a moment.